We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello and welcome to the Mohegan Sun. We are sitting here after Game 4 of WNBA Finals. I'm Gabe Ibrahim. This is Daniel Matai. That's Miles Ehrlich from Winsider. Various other places that you see. He's one of our buddies. We're all sitting here shocked.
To say the least.
I would say this is a shocking 105-76 win by the Connecticut Sun at home in Game 3 to keep this WNBA season alive. Alyssa Thomas is going to be the story in this one. 16 points, 15 rebounds, 11 assists, the first triple-double in WNBA Finals history. But a full team effort from the Connecticut Sun. Let's start with Miles. What stood out for you from the Sun today?
It was just the balanced scoring from the starting five. Early in the fourth quarter, or even late in the third quarter, all five starters had hit double-figure scoring. They also got 12 off the bench from Dejounte Carrington, who really didn't just do that in garbage time, but put some really good minutes together for them. 8 from Breezy off the bench, too, so it was just super balanced.
Changing the mic settings, but it's fine, guys. We're still here. Dano, what'd you think?
I did not expect the Sun to come out and shoot the way they did. I mean, traveling on one-day rest, I was really thinking it was going to be a low-scoring, work-for-your-buckets type of game. The Suns started off missing their first 3 shots, made 15 of their next 16 shots. 17 in the final 2 minutes of the first quarter. That's just, it felt like they could not miss the entire first stretch of like 10 minutes of that game. I'm surprised the Aces came back and got it within 6 in that third quarter, but they were just too much, hitting way too many shots tonight.
Well, I thought what the Sun did, and you know, before the game on Spread the Floor, our betting channel, which you should follow and subscribe to, you should like and subscribe this too while you're watching. Also, let us know if there's any audio issues. Just like, that's nothing. But the thing that I think the Sun did really well was get the ball out of Chelsea Gray's hands. I mean, we've talked about Chelsea Gray nonstop this entire playoffs. They finally figured out the way to get the ball out of her hands. Dewana Bonner going on to Chelsea Gray was a big change. But I'd say the bigger change was just the commitment to ball pressure, the commitment to hedging by
that
the big.
Great.
The hedges
that
were
half-court trap too.
The half-court trap, and then they. What I really liked is in the second half, Kurt didn't just say, "Okay, the half-court trap's working. Let's go back to it," because the Aces started to figure it out there at the end of the second half. So he came out with the full-court press, and he came out with some other looks that you know just confused Chelsea Gray. Got the ball out of her hands. Only 7 field goal attempts in this game. Only 7 field goal attempts in this game from Chelsea Gray.
You're talking about her volume, like consistently 15 attempts per game. I mean, she was visibly frustrated. A lot more turnovers than normal, and some bad turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, credit to the Suns defense, but I mean, 105 points. They scored 104 earlier this.
It's close to their highest, certainly.
Yeah.
They're also live ball turnovers. They were picks near the middle of the court for layups in the other direction.
That's what I was going to say. Like Miles said, 14 total turnovers for Vegas, 22 points off those turnovers for Connecticut. Other side, 9 turnovers for Connecticut, but Vegas didn't capitalize, only getting 10 points off them. That was huge. That was huge. A lot of ball terms. But I mean, look, the shot making today for Connecticut was unbelievable. I thought DeJuana Bonner got back on track, 8 of 15. Courtney Williams hit all her middies. And Tisha Heideman, 14 points. Crucial game, 5 of 7, 3 of 3 from 3.
And I felt like the threes that she hit were so huge, timely. Huge. So timely.
I don't know if I've ever seen this on a box, but nobody on Connecticut shot below 50% from the floor. So they were just all hitting. It wasn't one person or another person. Obviously, the triple-double stat line is going to stand out. JJ's 20 points are going to stand out. But it was a full, complete team effort. And this is what we saw last round in Game 4 when they saved off elimination against the Sky, where they had that total team effort. So this is a team that's capable of it. We just don't see it consistently.
Well, I think, Alyssa was amazing tonight. That goes without saying. But I think the player who really stepped up, because we kind of, not that Alyssa Thomas gets tripped up overnight, but she gets pretty close. So we know what we're going to get from Alyssa. I think the player who really, really stepped up in my mind was Jonquil. I thought tonight, she's had good games. She's had good stat lines. But there was not many times in this playoffs where you said, JJ's taking over. Today in this game, we saw JJ take over in that third quarter, and then she sat and she came back in and dominated after that too. So it really worked out for the Sun to take her out. Because when she went out, we all looked at each other like, this is the time.
Yep.
And then the Sun staved off the run from the Aces, and JJ was going to be able to come back in and just kill the Aces. I mean, she dominated Asia Wilson.
Yeah. And the offensive rebounding from her, I mean, like crashing, because I mean, we have seen her stay at the three-point line a lot this whole season, especially this series. But she was either getting position early and often, but even when she was out on the three-point line, she was crashing. It's crazy offensive rebounds that were huge. I don't think Asia Wilson had a defensive rebound in the second half.
I don't know about the second half. She only had three.
Yeah, she had three in the first half, none in the second half. I mean, also, that's some Connecticut's incredible shot-making, but still, 10 offensive rebounds to three. Not a recipe for success if you're Vegas. Are we worried about the Aces?
I was just about to ask that question.
I don't think so, because I think that this is what we see when a team returns home. The Aces did what they had to do, which was just hold serve, right? This is why the playoffs are structured like this. The higher seed gets two games at home. They still have an advantage going forward. They have another game here, and then they go home for game 5. So I don't think it's time to get worried yet. We haven't seen Connecticut put together back-to-back efforts like this. That being said, this was just an impressive start to finish. Connecticut was playing their game the whole way through. I don't think that it's like Vegas did not show up tonight. The final box looks a lot worse than it would have, because I don't think the reserves scored a point in those last 4 minutes. While Connecticut took off, because this was an 8-point game after the third quarter and ended up being a 29-point blowout. So the Aces were still able to hang around and take Connecticut's best punch when they could not miss a shot all night. I think it was super impressive for Jackie Young, who hasn't had a strong series, to step up when Chelsea Gray wasn't getting the shot. She led the team with 15 attempts tonight, hit 5 threes, 3 in the first quarter alone. So I'm not at a point where I'm concerned. If I'm the Aces, I think that you've seen the best punch from Connecticut, and you can make adjustments, and that's what you can do when you have two games in hand.
So here are my two areas for concern for Vegas. I'm with Miles. I think overall the problems are fixable, and I don't think Connecticut's going to shoot this well. That being said, like Miles alluded to, Connecticut does not have to shoot this well in order to win a game, I don't think. I don't think they need to shoot 58% from three. I think they need to shoot some better than they have.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be as perfect as it was tonight. But my problems with Vegas are, first off, are they going to be able to figure out how to beat the pressure? They figured it out a little bit today, but I think they really have a lot of problems if Chelsea Gray is not going to be able to beat the pressure down the floor.
Yeah, she's given the ball up really early. And, I mean, we've watched her this whole postseason dribble, till there's 2 seconds left on the shot clock before putting up a contested jumper that goes in most of the time. But we talked about how that could be a problem, and it finally started to show itself. I do think you got to get some something out of Aquana Williams or whoever comes in to replace those Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum minutes, which they basically got nothing out of Aquana Williams tonight.
They got less than nothing. She was minus 29 in 11 minutes and 55 seconds.
I think, though, and this might come from watching so much Liberty basketball this season, what we were seeing was a point guard that was not used to that pressure, holding on to the ball for far too long, because you can't sell out against a team with this many shooters. So that's where the adjustment is going to be made. If they're throwing those hard hedges and traps at Chelsea Gray near the three-point line, there are just too many capable shooters on this team to do that. That's not just a blitz, but to do it with the consistency that they did it tonight, especially in this first half. So I think that you kind of burned this in a moment where you had to have a game. You kind of burned that script a bit tonight. They might do it sometimes. We saw some first quarter zone, which was a cool look from Kurt Miller. But going forward, I think we're going to see much faster ball movement from the Aces, who looked kind of like staggered by the pressure that we just have not seen from Connecticut in these first two games.
It completely ruined the timeout. Absolutely. It ruined it in their head, too. Like, there was a play down here in the first half where Jackie Young just didn't go off the staggered screen. They run that play, 40 times a game, and she didn't come off. That's what happens when there's ball pressure. It screws up your entire timing of the play. But I think, the thing that you guys both said about Laquana goes to the bigger problem here. I think that fifth spot. We have Young, we have Wilson, we have Plum Whipper. They need something from that fifth spot, because today the reason why Connecticut's hedges were so strong is not only because their bigs were really committing to it, it's because they could commit to it, because whoever was on Kia Stokes or Derek Hamby just completely drifted off and was in the middle of the lane clogging everything up. So I think they need to get something out of that fourth spot. I think that's where the adjustment's going to be for Becky, is finding a way to get Hamby in positions to score, or Kia Stokes, but probably Hamby if we need points.
At the beginning of this game, I had a feeling the Aces were going to roll. Like, Asia coming out so hot. I am a little concerned about the Aces defense, which we haven't really talked about too much. Not only did Connecticut get a lot of wide open shots in the half court, but I felt like they were moving without pressure. Like, they were, all their cuts were crisp and clean, not being bumped off. And you get these shooters confident. Like, Dewana Bonner was 2 for 18 going into game three. She just had a phenomenal game, and we know what she's able to do. It's scary. You get a confident team, and you don't want to go back to Vegas and have to win a game five where anything can happen.
Yeah, no, you do not want to go back to game five. The Mystics had to do that in 2019.
Yeah.
And that was a scary game. They ended up winning, but if you go back, 5-minute mark of that fourth quarter in the 2019 finals, that game was very much up in the air. So Vegas does not want to get there. I think they have a good chance of winning game four, but I'm with you. The defense, they did a lot of things to try to stop Jonquil Jones. I thought the answer was to just, if she wants to work on Asia Wilson, let her work on Asia Wilson. I thought they tried to front too much. They tried to get a little too cute with what JJ was doing in the post.
Yeah, and like, a few times, we've seen Chelsea Gray come up with those steals where she's helping on the backside. But tonight the rotations were late, and it just seemed out of sync. Mm-hmm. Not crisp like they've been, not confident like they've been on their defensive rotations. I saw Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray arguing about who was supposed to be where after a May bucket.
It looks like Connecticut looked in game two.
I had that thought too, Miles.
And I think that I did see a tweet about the travel situation, but like, these two teams literally are playing in the exact same circumstances. Yes, this is the home court for Connecticut, but both of these teams flew in the same way and got here around the same time. So I don't necessarily think there's anything to that. I don't think this is any more compressed than what we've seen during the regular season, even though there is a large travel distance. So I don't buy so much into that. But I'm glad that we've got a series. I'm glad that this wasn't a sweep, although we did make a long drive and weren't sure what we were going to get from it. But I'm glad this is a series, and I think that that will just make whichever team eventually comes out on top, it'll just make it all the more sweeter.
Yeah, I knew Vegas was going to lose this game because I missed the train up here yesterday. Had to go through an entire travel debacle and come back up here this morning and get here with Dano. I said to myself, I'm going all the way up there through all this trouble. We're not going to get the championship celebration. Not that Connecticut winning is something that we are mad about.
No, we just wanted to be on hand.
We just wanted to be here for the party. Yeah. But it stays
that
off.
That sounds really bad. I Connecticut people, Connecticut fans.
Connecticut fans already hate us.
I am 7-0 when seeing them live now. Never seen them lose in person.
Will you be back here on Sunday?
Mohegan Sun needs to comp me a room for me to come back. I am not staying at the Fairfield Inn 5 minutes away again. Vegas fans, if you don't want me to stay here, send me some good vibes and some good thoughts. I will not come to Game 4 if you do not want me to. Whoever is nicer to me.
You're taking shots at the Fairfield Inn?
I love Marriott.
All directions.
Hey, we love Marriott here.
Yeah, yeah.
Bomb boy elite members.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So,
do we have a prediction for Game 4?
I don't know. I mean, do we want to touch on anything else here? Just be, I don't want to.
Jackie Young, career high.
Jackie Young was awesome.
Playoff career high. I mean, Kelsey Plum had a great second half, I thought.
Well, yeah,
she did take some bad shots, though, but she does that every game.
She shot really well from three. Obviously, the late game. The late game kind of made those, took away from those numbers a little bit. But that was, again, the reserves coming in and shooting 1 of 6 off the bench. But I thought that the starters, really, every time that they were trying to just stay within a close enough distance that they could be run away. Finishing the first half on that 17-5 run when they had fallen down by 23 points to make it an 11-point game at half, that was huge. I think that we saw the momentum start to shift, especially in the third quarter. That Kia Stokes layup was rough for them. Shout out to Natisha Heidemann hitting a three with 7 minutes left and then giving the night-night when they went up by a dozen. I've never seen someone do that with 7 minutes left, but she stood on it. They went plus 17 from that point on. So, I mean, she obviously knew something was up. She knew that was the dagger.
35 made 2-point field goals.
Man, that's wild.
Tied for the most in WNBA finals history.
I'd love to see how many middies.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of middies, but points in the paint tonight. 62 for the Sun, 26 for the Aces. Woo! The inverse there. So, you're not going to win. I don't care if you're hitting 15 threes. You're
52,
not going to win a game like
52
that.
Attempts in the paint. 52 attempts in the paint.
That's what they need to do to win, right? That is the formula for them to win. If they're going to score 60-plus in the paint, that also means they'll normally, almost every other time that they're doing that, they're going to get more than 11 attempts at the line, too. So that's really exactly what the Sun played the game that they needed to play. And I think that they need to look at this tape and try to emulate that effort again on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and I think that there can't be enough said about the effort from the Suns. Obviously a lot of tactical things that we just talked about went into this, but end of the day, right, basketball is an emotional game. And they brought the emotion, they brought the fight. I think they showed exactly what they needed to show. Now, Dano, you want to do predictions?
I do.
What you got then?
Depends on where I'm at.
Where in the world is Dano Mattia?
If I stay home, no, I really do think Aces regroup. We're not going to see a shooting performance like this for a while. One, because there's only going to be one more game. I've been wrong on plenty of podcasts with my predictions and on the Sun specifically. Every time I count them out, they come right back in. I feel like jinxing myself and taking the Sun in game 4.
I tried that today. It didn't work.
Yeah, but I mean, you called it. They love to mess things up. Like, they are the grittiest, not dirty, but like just grimy team. I mean, if there's anyone you want when your back's against the wall, it's, Alyssa Thomas and this crew of players who will not give up. But I still think the Aces are too talented. And they close it out in game 4. And there's no confetti in Mohegan, but the Aces have a nice party somewhere.
You look around for that?
No. I mean, no matter what, they're going to be celebrating in a casino. So.
Yeah, that's true. Either way.
Whoever wins, they're going to be celebrating in a casino.
Miles. I was going to give my prediction, but I don't know yet. So, Miles.
I selfishly do not want this season to end. So I'm saying game five, I can pass the buck and not pick a winner for the series. But I just want to keep seeing basketball because we deserve it. We deserve a five-game series. We deserve a nail-biter of a game, which we haven't gotten yet. So I don't think that we've had that game yet that will make this series go down in history and really get talked about. So we need that. We need that in game four, and then we need that again when the stakes are all the way up. The stakes are higher even. The hashtag, whatever the Aces are saying nowadays, for that game five. So I say the Sun pull out four in front of a crowd that will hopefully be just as loud because the Patriots aren't good anymore. So now all those fans can come and fill out when he gets
tired. Apparently this game is, from inside sources, you can say that this game is, Sunday's game is a little bit more sold out than this one was. This game
it did fill up and it was loud.
It was loud
in here.
It was super loud in here. So, man, I've been thinking. I've been chewing on it. I think I am going Connecticut in game four. I just think they figured out stuff that works. I think it's – you can't – the Aces need to play one of Kia Stokes, Derek Hamby, and Laquana Williams. And until one of those people can do things with the ball in their hands, the Sun are going to have the advantage. I think they can figure out a way to stop the Aces. If that's the case.
Well, we've said that all season about the Aces, right?
Yeah, but when Hamby was healthy, she could drive more. In this game, you know, she got the ball and she didn't really feel comfortable pushing off that foot and getting to the rim. She would like look her, and then you know, Kia Stokes pulling the Draymond Green up here is absolutely hilarious. Just looking for anyone to get the ball out of her hands. If those players can't do anything, then I think the Sun are gonna have a really, really good chance. That being said, of course Chelsea Gray can go off. Of course, Kelsey Plum can go off. Of course, Jackie Young can continue to go off. And Asia Wilson is going to give you exactly what Asia Wilson gives you. So I'm going with the Sun. I still think the Aces win the series, but I'm going with the Sun in game four. I think they'll wrap it up from here. From Mohegan Sun, for Miles, for Dano, I'm Gabe. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, comment, all that stuff. We love it. And, you know, tune into Hoops. That's fine, Miles. On Twitter, we can put his Twitter name down here because we didn't.
That's all right.
This is low budget. We'll get Miles back on. We can give him a proper plug. But we'll talk to you guys soon and have a good one. Now we have to go up to the screen. Bye everybody.
Bye everybody. Get home safe. Be home safe.
Be home safe. Bye.